Good afternoon, everyone. John Curtis here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by More Motor Sales in Cairo, your family-owned and operated go-to Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer, meeting the automotive needs of the Thumb and beyond for more than 60 years. Come see why your friends and neighbors are driving to Cairo. North Huron High School has announced its top academic honors for the class of 2026. Principal Tanya Kramer says Natalie Phillips has been named valedictorian, and with Anna Rapson earning salutatorian honors. Phillips of Kindy graduates with a perfect 4.0 GPA. She plans to attend Michigan State University this fall to study materials science and engineering with a minor in French. Her goal is to pursue a career in textile recycling. Throughout high school, Phillips held multiple leadership roles, including National Honor Society president and student council representative, and completed more than 60 hours of community service. She also earned top academic recognition across a wide range of subjects and completed more than 30 college credits through Mid-Michigan Community College. Rapson of Port Austin finishes with a GPA of 3.995. She has been active in the National Honor Society and the school band, where she plays alto saxophone. Rapson participated in early college coursework through the Huron Area Technical Center and Mid-Michigan College. She plans to continue her studies to earn an associate's degree in business before transferring to Eastern Michigan University to study accounting. Additional academic honors were also announced. Graduating summa cum laude are Jenna Shornack and Jacob Koroleski. Dana Koth will graduate magna cum laude, and cum laude honors go to Gentry Zimmerman, Logan Prill, James Krajenka, and Larissa Dorsch. North Huron's commencement ceremony is scheduled for Sunday, May 31st at 3 p.m. in the high school gymnasium. And work is set to resume next week on a shoreline stabilization project along M25 in Sanilac County, just south of Port Sanilac. The Michigan Department of Transportation says the $7.3 million project focuses on reinforcing the roadway slope along Lake Huron, where erosion has threatened the highway shoulder. Construction first began in 2025 and included rebuilding the slope, improving drainage, installing guardrails, and updating pavement markings. Crews will return starting April 16th to complete culvert upgrades, with work expected to wrap up by early May. During construction, traffic will be reduced to one lane with temporary signals directing vehicles in both directions. MDOT says the project is critical to preventing further shoreline erosion and protecting M25, a key scenic route along Michigan's Thumb. Officials note that rising water levels and wave action in recent years have increased pressure on coastal roads like this one. When we come back from this More Motors sponsor message, we'll continue with our national and international news.
Hey, Dawn Foote here with More Motors in Cairo. Spring is here, and that means the sun feels a little bit warmer. The days get a little bit longer, and at More Motors in Cairo, the smiles get a whole lot bigger. We make sure your next lease or purchase is a good vibes moment. Whether you're checking out a Ford Bronco, a Chrysler Pacifica, a Dodge with an attitude, a Jeep built for adventure, or a Ram that's ready for real work, the best part isn't the vehicle. It's the people helping you find it. At More Motors, you're getting greeted with a friendly face, real conversations, and a team that treats you like a neighbor, because you are. No pressure, no stress, just a relaxed small-town experience that feels good. You'll laugh, you'll smile, you might even get a high five when you drive off the lot in your new ride. You'll feel that little spark, that new car joy that makes everything in life feel a little bit brighter. So come on down to More Motors in Carroll, where the coffee's warm, the atmosphere is easy, and the good vibes come standard. Come see me, Dawn Foote, and see why your friends and neighbors have been driving to Carroll.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy. And looking at our national news, trail of handwritten receipts under congressional scrutiny. A House Committee on Justice received a forensic report today regarding acknowledgement receipts for confidential funds. Investigators from the National Bureau of Investigation noted that multiple handwritten entries on documents from various regions appeared to have been written by the same few individuals. The committee is investigating whether proper protocols were followed in the disbursement of these funds. Lawmakers have requested additional testimony from agency officials to clarify the discrepancies found in the forensic analysis. In other national news, AI coordination push between public and private sectors. Federal agencies and private tech leaders met today to discuss the evolving landscape of artificial intelligence and its role in the public safety. The primary focus of the meeting was to develop better coordination to combat the rise of AI-driven scams and deepfake technologies. Participants emphasized the need for standardized safety protocols that do not stifle innovation. The government is considering new guidelines for how AI tools can be utilized to improve public services while protecting individual privacy. And in our international news, Italy suspends defense pact with Israel. Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni announced today that Italy is suspending its defense cooperation agreement with Israel. The decision comes amid rising regional tensions and domestic pressure regarding the humanitarian situation in the Middle East. The move reflects a significant shift in Italy's foreign policy and has prompted mixed reactions among EU members. While some leaders have expressed support for the decision, others warn that it could complicate collective security arrangements with NATO. In other international news, Southeast Asia's cruise industry reports massive revenue growth. The cruise industry in Southeast Asia generated over $12.7 billion in revenue during the 2024-25 fiscal year. According to a report released today, Singapore is identified as the region's primary hub, handling nearly half of all passenger traffic. Industry analysts attribute the growth to an increase in luxury travel demand and the modernization of port facilities in Thailand and Vietnam. The sector now accounts for roughly 5% of the global cruise industry's total output. We have no obituaries to report at this time. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by More Motor Sales of Cairo, your family-owned and operated go-to Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer, meeting the automotive needs of the Thumb and beyond for more than 60 years. Come see why your friends and neighbors are driving to Cairo.